With news from Gibson and surrounding counties, I'm Cliff Ingram reporting. We'll have today's news coming up. Here's the news for Thursday, February 25th, 2021. Gibson County goes blue. The continued decline in the number of local COVID-19 cases allowed state health officials to yesterday move the status for Gibson County to blue, or the lowest category, for the risk of spread of the virus. There were 9 new cases reported here Wednesday, bringing the total to 4,005. Knox, Pike, and Davies counties all turned blue Wednesday as well. The figures posted on the same day, Governor Holcomb extended the statewide emergency declaration another month, saying Indiana's made remarkable progress in battling COVID-19, but it's not yet time to declare mission accomplished. A high-speed chase that started Wednesday afternoon near Ford Branch ends up in Posey County with the driver in custody and the vehicle on fire. State police say a trooper spotted a Ford F-150 southbound just south of Toyota around 3 p.m. going 98 miles an hour. The driver, later identified as 39-year-old Joshua Reese of Wadesville, refused to stop and accelerated. Police say stop sticks damaged one of the vehicle's tires near the truck stops, but Reese continued westbound on Interstate 64 for another 10 miles before more stop sticks damaged the rest of the tires. Troopers say Reese attempted to exit I-64 at Poseyville, but lost control and came to rest in the grass near the off-ramp. He was taken into custody without further incident, but heat from the vehicle started a minor fire in the grass and the blaze was quickly put out. Reese faces charges of resisting law enforcement, reckless driving, and drug possession. A South Carolina man arrested by state police on U.S. 41 early Wednesday after reportedly refusing to stop after being spotted swerving. It was around 2 a.m. when troopers attempted to pull over 41-year-old Eric M. Briggs of Enori, South Carolina, as he was southbound on U.S. 41 near County Road 725 North in Gibson County. Police say he refused to stop and continued southbound at about 60 miles an hour, but slowed to about 45 before Princeton police deployed stop sticks just south of the State Road 64 Cloverleaf. His 2004 Honda Odyssey stopped there by troopers, and they say he struggled with officers before being taken into custody. It was later revealed he had 3 outstanding arrest warrants in Vandenberg County. Gibson County commissioners stand ready to vote out a previously passed ordinance creating land use regulations in the county next week, and are also ready to vote in laws to regulate licensing of solar and wind turbine power generation. The 3-member board voted 2-1 in January to rescind zoning and will meet again this coming Tuesday at the fairgrounds for what could be a second and final vote. And they'll also begin consideration of ordinances to regulate permitting and licensing for ground-mounted solar farms and for wind generation. With the Clarion reporting, the 2 drafts run about 27 pages in all. Provisions in both ordinances say that where permitted, the county can impose stricter requirements than state or federal laws. That could run afoul of a bill now under consideration at the State House that brings solar and wind regulation under state control. In sports, boys high school basketball tonight, regular season finales for many teams, including Wood Memorial at South Knox. Elsewhere, Vincennes Lincoln at Pike Central, Revay hosts White River Valley, Jasper at Bedford North Lawrence, Central at Memorial, Harrison at Modern Day, and the Princeton Tigers at Tecumseh for their season finale. Princeton has won 5 games in a row. I'm Cliff Ingram reporting.